From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The California Supreme Court has blocked the execution of a death row inmate scheduled for Thursday. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, the ruling could postpone the execution of convicted murderer Albert Greenwood Brown until next year.
The justice's unanimous ruling prevents the state from implementing a new method for administering lethal injections by Thursday evening. That means the execution can't proceed until Friday, the same day that the state's supply of sodium thiopental expires. There's a national shortage of the sedative used in lethal injections, and more may not be available until early next year. The state high court's ruling comes after a federal judge issued a stay, saying he needed more time to review the state's procedures for executions. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
President Obama spoke to neighbors in the backyard of an Iowa home today. Mr. Obama saying he has heard the criticisms of his plan to let tax cuts for the wealthiest households expire. President saying he's also heard from a small business owner who told him the administration is, quote, strangling the mechanisms that create jobs. However, in defending his actions, the president cited 8 pieces of legislation he has signed providing small business tax credits. The president accused Republicans of not being honest with the American people and said hard choices are needed to boost the economy. House lawmakers today signed off on a bill that will provide $7.4 billion to workers sickened during the cleanup of the former World Trade Center site after the September 11th terror attacks. The 268-160 vote coming after some passionate floor debate from, among others, New York Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner.
They are the first casualties of the war in Afghanistan. And the amount of money that we're going to spend would not support the war in Afghanistan more than 11 days. These people have been waiting 9 years. Let's not have any more people die because of the attacks of September 11th.
GOP critics, meanwhile, branded it as yet another big government entitlement they say will boost taxes. The measure will provide free health care and compensation to rescue and recovery workers who became sick after the Trade Center attack. More than 20,000 Delta Airlines flight attendants have been voting today on whether they will unionize. It kicks off a 5-week voting window. We get more from Jim Burris from WABE.
Standing outside Delta's headquarters at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, flight attendant Joan Harvey told a small crowd of union supporters that joining the Association of Flight Attendants would ensure they have a voice in the company.
Let's be prepared for change. Let's vote yes to AFA. Let's vote yes to have a voice today.
Delta maintains the union will destroy what it calls a unique and open company culture. And twice in 8 years, Delta flight attendants have voted down the union. But Delta's merger with Northwest brought about 7,000 unionized flight attendants from that airline. This election will settle how the merged group will operate. Voting continues through November 3rd. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.
On Wall Street, stocks gave ground today. The Dow was down 22 points. You're listening to NPR. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has survived a confidence vote, staving off, at least for now, the specter of early elections. The vote in the Chamber of Deputies comes as Berlusconi seeks to show he can still command a comfortable majority in the legislature, despite a break with one of his two main coalition partners this past summer. Had Berlusconi lost the vote, he would have been obliged to step down, paving the way for possible early elections. Berlusconi told chamber members he wants to use the rest of the term to push for tax reform and measures to fight organized crime and overhaul the country's justice system. A search is underway in Europe for two missing American balloonists. NPR's Philip Reeves says they disappeared over the Adriatic Sea during a thunderstorm.
Balloonists Richard Abruzzo and Carol Reimer Davis set off from England Saturday in a race that's taken them many hundreds of miles. Organisers say the last satellite signal they received from their balloon was early today, when it was flying between Italy and Croatia. They say they're very worried. The Italian Coast Guard is searching with planes, helicopters and boats. When it heard from the pair, they reported bad weather and said their balloon was losing air. The remaining competitors in the contest, the Gordon Bennett gas balloon race, have now all landed. A Swiss team was in first place after flying just over 1,500 miles to Romania. Richard Abruzzo is son of Ben Abruzzo, a member of the first team to fly by balloon across the Pacific, who died in an air crash in the mid-1980s. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Remnants of tropical storm Nicole, which has dumped heavy rains on Jamaica and Cuba, is being blamed for flooding that's claimed at least 8 lives in Jamaica. Storm is also bringing heavy rains to Florida, the Cayman Islands, and the Bahamas. Storm is expected to dissipate before moving ashore as a large thunderstorm near the South Carolina-North Carolina border over the weekend. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.